My name is John Ferns. The photographs are absolutely horrific, to say the least, showing you all the dust clouds, the devastation, the death, the women, the children, even the doctors and all that are all covered in burns and the bodies lying all over the place. And one of the main things is a shrine, a Japanese shrine, that was standing, and everything round about it for miles was totally flattened. And this shrine is standing in quite a ghostly picture with the, you know, the clouds round about it, the dust clouds round about. My father, who was stationed at Okinawa, which is roughly about 15 miles away from the scene, he managed to buy a camera out of a shop. And it transpired that this camera was found at the body of a photographer that took the pictures at the time of the bomb. And of course, when my father bought the camera, he didn't realise at that time what the camera contained. My father was a great photographer and he did everything himself. He developed all his own films, and it was when he developed the films that he realised what they were. They've been with the family all these years. Personally, I think they're very significant. You really have to look at them to believe what really happened. I feel people should realise the horrors of a nuclear war and the total devastation of thousands of innocent deaths, which were, to me, totally needless. It wasn't like military sites or anything else like that. They just deliberately went for innocent people.